All right, John, you about ready to go for the girls' game?
I am ready, and I'm excited. I've seen these girls, both these teams, play before, and they should be a pretty good, well-matched teams, I would say.
All right, starting for Novinger is number 15, Sydney White, number 23, Kelly Moore, number 33, Anna Goodrich, number 41, Caitlin Bronner, and number 50, Emily Waybitt. And for the Knox County Eagles, number 10, Katie Osmus, number 22, Keisha Tungay, number 30, Amanda Woods, number 32, Tessa Raymer, and number 54, Becca Mallett. Setting off in the middle of the jump off is Amanda Woods versus Caitlin Bronner. Bronner wins the battle, tips it out to White. White back to Bronner. Bronner over to number 23, Moore. Moore back to Bronner inside to Wayman. Wayman up. Good. Early on. Novinger, 2-0 lead. 7:45 left. First quarter. Just getting rolling. Tungate has it for Knox County. Throws over to the point guard, Osmus. Osmus throws it away, and Anna Goodrich comes up with it. Goodrich on the right wing finds Bronner. Bronner back top of the key for White. Shot no good. Rebounded there by Tungate. Tungate up the right side. Has it top the key. Goes left wing to Osmus. Osmus back to Tungate. Osmus has it top the key. Finds Woods. Woods on the right wing. Into the corner for Raymer. Raymer back out to Tungate. Tungate left wing for Woods. Woods drives in the left block. High arcing shots. No good. Rebounded there by Wayman. Wayman over to Bronner. Bronner off to the left wing for White. And what are they going to call here, John?
I'd say it's going to be a foul.
That's pretty good. I think the foul is on Knox County. They're going to take Mallett with a hard foul. She hammered somebody.
She is going to have her hands full with
Wayman.
Yeah.
The ball is messed around with, and finally, Mallett comes away with it for Knox County.
Raymer has it, hands it off to Tungate. Around the horn to Osmus. Back to Tungate on the left wing. Tungate sets up for three and shoots nothing but net. How about that? Wayman to Bronner. Bronner's going to bring it back. She's kind of the primary ball carrier. To White on the left wing. Back up top of the key to 23, and that's going to be Moore, and she loses the handle on it, and it's going to go out of bounds, but it'll be off of Novinger, I believe.
No, it was off of Osmus, so she was sliding out.
Okay, so it's going to come back to Novinger. Bronner to Grugerich. Grugerich has it up top the key, runs into her own player. Tries to send it in, but right into the hands of Amanda Woods. Woods is going to bring it the other way, and she's mugged by
Bronner.
Yeah, by Bronner. That's the first foul on her. One team foul apiece. What do you see so far there, my friend?
Well, both teams are struggling keeping the ball in their own possession. They keep turning it over. And some bad shots by Knox County early on. Novinger hasn't missed too many, but they haven't taken nearly as many as Knox County either. Bronner throws into Wayman, and there we go with some more turnovers. Both teams can't pass for nothing. She throws into Osmus, and we're going the other way. Knox County. Osmus throws right wing to Tungate. Tungate into the corner for Raymer. Raymer back out to Tungate. Cross the court over to left wing for Osmus into the Woods. Woods hands off to Raymer. Raymer back out to Osmus. Osmus back into Raymer. Raymer from the left block misses the shot. Rebounded by Bronner. Poked away. Stolen by Mallett. Mallett back to Raymer. Knox County will reset. They throw out to Osmus, top the key. She drives in, now kicks it out to Tungate. Tungate back to Osmus. Odd-looking three-point shot, and she was fouled. Oh, what a stupid mistake to foul a terrible three-point shooter.
Foul's going to be on Sydney White.
She'll have three free throws. That was a terrible-looking three-point shot. It looked like she kind of shot-putted it up there. Oop, man. She wasn't any better from the free throw line, and she missed the first.
While we're kind of going along here, one observation I would make is one of Knox County's regular starters, and a fine ball player, Lori Peters, is not in the lineup. She had a hard foul, and I think she may have sprained her ankle the other night, so she may not play at all. I don't know.
I saw somebody coming in on crutches. That might have been her. Knox County hit two of the free throws, and Nominger has now. White goes right wing to tries to get to Goodrich. Picked up there by Moore. Moore passes over to Braun, who launches a terrible three, and it goes out of bounds off of Nominger.
I don't know that if I have seen any two teams take such shots that are so far off the mark as I've seen these two teams tonight so far.
You are quite right. They both look bad.
And some of the passes are kind of that way, too.
Some of the passes aren't on the money either. Two teams break the huddle. It's going to be Knox County ball, I believe, yes. Navinger won't run a full court press. Raymer throws into Osmus. Osmus across to Tungate. Tungate back into Osmus. Osmus tries to get it into the woods, picked up by Raymer. Raymer back over to Osmus, right wing, now for Tungate. Tungate down the right side, flips out to Raymer. Raymer drives into the lane, tosses out to Osmus just inside the arc. Off the back iron, off the backboard, no good. Picked up there by Bronner. What'd they call here?
I think it was the ref called it. He put his hand on his head. Isn't that what that means?
Just a timeout. Did somebody have a bad shoelace there or something? I don't know why he called that.
Maybe a headband somewhere. They do that sometimes with these girls.
Ball goes to Goodrich now over to White. White back to Moore. Moore inside to Bronner. Bronner into the lane. Shot up. No good. Rebounded by Wayman. Wayman travels. They don't call it. She puts it up and in. 5-4. 1-point game with 4 minutes left in the first quarter.
Mallett is just having a hard time with Wayman. Wayman's got about 6 inches on her.
Ball in Tungate's hands now to Raymer in the left corner. Back out to Tungate. Tungate looking to pass, finds Osmus. Osmus into the right corner for Raymer. Raymer ball fake back out to Osmus. Now top to keeper Tungate. Foot on the line. In and out. Rebounded there by Raymer. Raymer out to Woods. Woods from eight. Shot is about 10 feet in the air. No good. Rebounded by Woods. Back over to Tungate. Tungate, nice pass into the lane, and it's broken up, though. Picked out by Goodrich, and she was fouled.
Foul is going to be on Woods. That's her first two-team fouls apiece now. To get it into Goodrich. Goodrich sends it ahead to Bronner, on up to Moore. Knox County comes up with a steal, and Raymer had her hands on it, and she started walking around before she had the ball on the floor.
No, that's not what they call it. I know. I agree with you 100% that she was traveling before that foul.
Foul's going to be on Goodrich.
That was a bad call.
Yep. Osmus brings it across the timeline, sends it to Tungate. Into Amanda Woods, into Mallett, who shot up off the glass is good.
Hey, they hit one.
I think this Mallett girl is going to be a fine ball player for it. So all said and done, she's only a freshman out there and has a real tough assignment on Wayman. White has it, gives it off to Bronner at the right elbow, and she takes it in the lane. Shot's no good, but Wayman comes up with the rebound and the putback and the score. Knox County ahead by one, 7-6, 2:44 left of the first.
Tungate, left wing for Knox County, cross court over to Raymer. Raymer on the right wing, working inside, back to Tungate. Tungate wide open, path into the basket. Blocked off now by Wayman, and she gets the block as well. Ball picked up by Bronner, passed over to Goodrich. Goodrich down to White. White inside to Bronner on the left elbow, dribbles into the lane, and she travels. Shot was good, but it's negated with the travel. It'll go to Knox County away with 2:21 left first quarter. Knox County leads it 7-6. Ball entered into Osmus. Osmus to Tungate on the right wing. Tungate guarded closely. Almost loses it. Nice job there by Moore, Keeney Moore, that is, to knock it away. Picked up by Mallett. Mallett, two or three shots, no good. finally brought down by Novinger's Bronner, and she takes it up the right side. Finds Goodrich. Goodrich pestered by Raymer. She throws in now to Bronner. Bronner tries to get it to Wayman and throws it away. Wayman with hands of stone on that play. Went right through her paws. Ball entered inside now to Osmus. Osmus has it poked away. Katie Moore and Amanda Woods and Osmus were all on top of it. Jump ball goes the side of Knox County. Ball entered into Tungate. Tungate takes it across the timeline left wing now for Raymer. Raymer thought about the three ball fake. Now flips it back out to Tungate right wing for Osmus. Now back out to Tungate. Dribbles off her foot. Picked up by Woods, who hands it back to Tungate to reset the offense. She goes left wing now to Raymer. Raymer inside, travels. They don't call it back out to Tungate. Tungate, top the key. Right wing for Osmus. Osmus, a cross court pass, hits the rim. Where were they going? Alley-oop there to Raymer. Picked up by Woods, now to Tungate for a three. Off the back iron, no good. Rebounded by Novinger. It's Goodrich. Goodrich down the heart of the lane. Right wing for Bronner. Bronner back to Katie Moore, cross over to number 35. Oh, man, Sandretto. Sandretto back to Katie Moore for three, almost an air ball, out of bounds off of her. Knox County ball with 43.5 seconds left in the first quarter. They lead by one, 7-6. Osmus across the court, pass over to Raymer, now left wing for Tungay, just inside the arc. Terrible shot, rebounded there by Goodrich. Goodrich down the left side of the court. Turns around and meets Osmus. Osmus holding her side, picked up by Bronner. Bronner passes out to Goodrich for three. In and out, board there by Mallett. Mallett with 12 seconds. Mallett now to Raymer. Raymer dribbling with nine. Back to Tungay. Tungay holds with seven. Tungate finds him. Oh, man, what a bad pass. Tungate was trying to get it into Mallett, and it was wide. 4.9 seconds left for Novinger. They find Goodrich. Goodrich for three. Goodrich across the timeline with one. Half-court heave. Not too far off. It went around the rim. Couldn't get it to go. And we'll go into the second quarter. Knox County up by one. John, what did you see that first quarter?
Well, one thing I see is that Knox County on the offense has just almost entirely abandoned the inside game. They leave Mallett in there low and occasionally try to get it into her, but besides her, you have Amanda Woods playing the high post some, and then everything else is just running around the perimeter, and when there's an open shot, taking a three.
Yeah, it's kind of a potluck offense, it looks to me like.
Well, it's partially, I'm sure, driven by the fact that you've got some tall girls inside. You got Bronner and Wayman, and they're going to make life hard for anybody that's trying to post up.
All right, going to be Novinger ball to start the second quarter. Thrown in to Katie Moore. Katie Moore passes to Bronner. Bronner travels before the shot. It'll go Knox County way. Tungate with the ball across the timeline. Tungate throws into Amanda Woods with a 86.5-foot shot. It is no good. High off the rim. Rebounded by Goodrich, and it goes to Katie Moore. Moore throws in to Bronner. Bronner tips it herself and picked up by Amanda Woods. Woods finds Tungate. It's a 2-on-3. She'd be wise to pull out. Does not. Throws up an odd shot. Rebounded by Raymer. Raymer throws up a shot that rims around and falls out. Rebounded now by Goodrich going Novinger way. Goodrich is on the right side. Good pass over to Bronner. Bronner lays it in and was fouled. And she'll put Novinger up 8-7 with a chance to increase that to 9 on the free throw. Who's the foul on, John? They got Amanda Woods, her second. three fouls on each team. And Brunner sinks the free throw. It's 9-7 in favor of Novinger. 7-10 left in the second quarter.
Tungate sends it to Raymer on the left wing. Back out to Tungate up at the top of the key. She tries to send it down the left corner. Back out to Raymer at the left wing. She sends it back out to Tungate. To Woods. Back to Raymer. And she's going to shoot from the left wing.
Oh, my. That was an odd-looking shot, but she got it to go.
So Knox County back in the lead. Bronner has it. Hands it off to King. No, that's Moore. I'm sorry. Moore over to Sandretto, to Wayman in the lane, back out to Bronner at the left wing. She sends it over to Sandretto on the left side, back out to Grugic, the left wing. She's going to drive it in the lane. She's bound and determined she's going to shoot, and it's partially tipped, and Mallett comes up with the rebound. Sends it out to Woods, to Tungate. Tungate brings it across the line, dribbles it down to the left corner. Sends it back out to Raymer up the top of the key, and Knox County will reset their offense. Sends it around to Palmer on the right wing, to Woods, the left elbow, to the left corner, shot's no good. Amanda Woods with the rebound, the put back, and this one shot off the glass is good.
Woods with her 50-foot shot once again gets it to go.
That has to take a lot of energy to shoot that ball. It goes up as far as it does out.
She's dangerously close to hitting the ceiling with every shot.
Sandretto has it for Dovinger. She sends it over to 13, which is Moore, and her shot's good. It's about a 15-foot shot. 12-11 now. Knox County with the lead. Tungate has it up top. Dribbles over left-hand side. Hands it off to Raymer, to left wing. Thinks about sending inside. Back out. Tungate to left corner. Back out to Raymer. Back to Tungate. Top the key. Moore, the free throw line. Her turnaround shot is up and wide right. Wayman comes up with the rebound. Hands it off to Bronner, and we're going the other way. 5:20 left in the game. 12-11. Knox County. Sandretto has it left wing, tries to get it into Wayman. And Knox County with the steal, but they end up on the floor, and I think it's going to end up going out of bounds, probably off of Novinger.
Good call. Mass substitutions. They had to trace the ball all the way down into the boys' locker room. They finally recovered, and it'll be Knox County ball. More substitutions. Okay, I think we're ready. New players all over the place. I don't know any other names. We'll see here. Kaylee Palmer inbounds to Osmus. Osmus right wing for Raymer. Raymer inside. Oh, my, what a shot off the glass. No good. Rebounded now by Jesse Stout. Her shot's up. No good. Goes out to Raymer. Raymer off the backboard. Just a two-point shot. But she'll take it. 14-11, Knox County leads, 4:45 last second quarter. Right wing for Novinger over to White now on the left wing. Moore on the right wing back to White. White back to Moore, now inside to Bronner. Bronner back out to White. White back to Moore on the right wing, shot up. She didn't even jump for the three, and it's good! Wow. Just fundamentally, both teams are terrible, but they're getting some shots to go, and they're all tied at 14 with 4:20 left in the second quarter. Osmus has it, top the key, feeds it inside the Stout. And Stout was fouled. What are they calling?
Calling a kick, I think.
And Novinger wants to talk about that kick. They call a timeout with 4:12 left in the second quarter. John, what do you see the rest of this half?
Well, unfortunately, I see a lot of shots that look kind of weird. Some of them will go in and some of them won't. And who knows who's going to come out on top when we get to the halftime.
That's probably a pretty good prediction of what's going to happen.
This Stout that just checked in is a pretty good little player. I kind of like watching her. I watched her last night playing. She played, got a lot of playing time. Did a good job for Knox County.
And she runs back out there now, so we'll have to watch her some more. They inbound to Osmus. Osmus on the left wing, cross court over to Raymer. Raymer for three, in and out. Rebounded there by Mallett. Mallett has it poked away and stripped by Moore. That's Kelly Moore. Kelly Moore heads up to Gugrich and now back to Moore. Moore back to Gugrich. Goodrich down the right side. Throws in to Bronner. Bronner into the lane. Out to White. Now back over to Goodrich on the right wing. Throws in to Bronner. Bronner, turn around. Jumper. Yeah! 16-14, 3:40 left, second quarter.
That was a good-looking shot by Bronner. I have to give her credit for that one. Nice look of turnaround, strong move. Took it to the basket, and it went in.
Yes. Ball thrown out of bounds, nearly recovered by Raymer just before it went out. Left wing now for Osmus, works it into your girl Stout. Her shot's blocked by Wayman, picked up by Bronner, ahead to Goodrich. Goodrich going to be challenged on the shot. Oh, my, what a spinning layup. Oh, that was impressive. 18-14 now. Navinger leads by four. 3:08 left in the second period. Left wing for Osmus into Stout. Stout nearly travels. Does travel, in fact. She looks like she may have been poked in the eye, but they didn't call anything. It's a rough and tumble game out there. 3:01. Wayman inbounds to Goodrich. Under 3 minutes to go now. Picked up by Goodrich at the free throw line. Now to Bronner. Bronner inside, loses, travels. It's going Knox County's way. Inbounded to Osmus from Palmer. Osmus now right wing for Raymer. Raymer back to Osmus for three. Shot is good. No, they're going to say if it was on the line. I thought maybe she had both behind the line.
I don't know if I've ever seen anybody shoot so many three that relies on the backboard for them, but that seems to be working for us.
John, that's why they put the backboard there. All right, the ball is worked around and stolen now by Mallett. Mallett passes out to Osmus. Osmus is absolutely racing down the right sideline. Now finds herself trapped and gets it off to Mallett. What a save by Mallett to keep it in there. That was stout, wasn't it? Now she goes out to Raymer. Raymer uses no backboard, no rim this time. What'd they call it? A three? Was it a three or a two?
I think it's three, because I think it was 16-18. Now it's 19-18.
19-18, Knox County. Ball worked into Bronner. Now back out to White. Now to Moore for three. She doesn't jump. She misses, though. Rebounded by Goodrich. Shot up and rims out. Rebounded by Wayman. Shot up and in. 20-19. This is a tight ball game. 1:40 left, second quarter.
Osmus is going to bring the ball back across the timeline. Comes over on the left-hand side. Back out to Raymer at the top of the key. Little spin move back to Osmus. She thinks about three, but sends it to Stout, the left corner. Tries to send it in, and I think Bronner got a foot on it and kicked it out of bounds. So it's probably going to stay with Knox County.
And Knox County wants to talk things over. They call a timeout with 1:28 remaining in the first half. John, you couldn't ask for a much closer game than this one.
Yeah, I'm sort of thinking that probably Navinger is going to catch fire. They've got a lot of experience out there on the floor and take charge this game, but they just haven't done it so far.
So you got your money on Navinger?
I need to be a little more unbiased, so I'll probably say whoever scores the most points will win.
That's very philosophical, John.
All right, here we go. We get it out to Raymer. She has it up top, dribbles it between her legs, picks up the dribble. Sends it out to new girl, which is Kaylee Palmer. Palmer sends it to Mallett. Mallett says, I'm out here on the arc. I don't know what I'm doing out here. She sends it in to Stout. Stout dribbles it in, sends it back to Mallett. Mallett squares up from the left side, and it rattles around and goes in. How about that?
You were saying?
As I was saying, whoever scores the most points wins.
What were you saying before that, though?
All right, Bronner has it at the right side. Hands it off to Grugrich. Grugrich comes along the baseline, hits it off the side of the glass. Osmus comes up with it, and she's off to the races. Puts it in with the layup. 23-20 Knox County. 43 seconds left in the half. Bronner has it. She's going to bring it across the timeline. Tries to hand it off. That's Grugrich. Grugrich takes it around the right side. Tries to send it in. And somehow it ends back up in Grugrich's hands. And she runs right into Mallett. And they're going to call a foul on Mallett. That was a sloppy, sloppy play. But Grugrich finally ended up with it. And she knew what to do with it then.
Everybody seemed to hit the deck on that mini scrum.
That's the second foul on Mallett. And Moore gets it in. I was looking down. I didn't see who put it up for the score.
Wayman.
Osmus has it. Raymer.
There aren't much of a hurry with under 15 seconds.
The left corner comes back out to Raymer. Raymer, a little spin move along the left side, hands it back off to Mallett. Mallett dribbles it around. 2 seconds left. Somebody better shoot. Shot's no good, and time expires. And right. That's it at the halftime. Knox County leads it 23-22. What do you think there, Tyler?
Anybody's ball game. I think whoever scores the most points in the second half will win.
You must have heard that from a wise man.
Oh, I don't know. I think I could argue I heard it from a crazy man. We'll join you in about 10 minutes for the second half of the Knox County Novinger Girls game.
All right, we're just about to get underway in the second half of tonight's second game. If you're just joining us, Brashear came out on top against Douglas in the boys' action, 65-47. We're in a close one here. Knox County with the lead, 23-22 over Novinger. What do you see in the second half here, Tyler?
A lot of bad shots. And some more turnovers. But overall, it's a pretty good game anyway. It's not pretty, but it's a good game. Here we go. Raymer sets the inbound for Knox County. She throws in to Osmus. Osmus fakes right, goes left, back to Raymer. Raymer up top key to Tungate. Poked away by Goodrich. Coast to coast. No, she botched the layup. Holy cow. Right-handed layup and all. She botched it. Left wing now for Tungate. Tosses to Raymer. Raymer ball fake back to Tungate. Tungate, nice pass into the right corner for Mallett. Mallett back top keeper, Raymer. Raymer flips it out to Osmus. Osmus drives into the free throw line. Shot high off the glass. Terrible shot, like I called earlier. And it's no good. Rebounded by Goodrich. Goodrich over to Moore. Tries to flip it into Wayman. It's knocked out of bounds by Wayman, I guess. She was the last to touch it. It'll go Knox County away.
She was kind of being troubled by Mallett. Mallett is not doing a bad job. I continue to be impressed with her.
Raymer pulls up and throws up a ball that barely hits the backboard. Yet another terrible shot, and it's rebounded by Bronner this time. Goes over to Goodrich. Goodrich passes out to, Sandretto, and she loses it out of bounds. Timeout by Knox County, and we'll regroup and think about starting the third quarter over again, just fresh, because both teams came out looking quite sad. John, what do they need to do?
Well, I think Novinger has the obvious height advantage. If they can start feeding the ball in a little more effectively to the tall girls inside, Wayman and Bronner, they ought to be able to make hay with that. Knox County just doesn't have the height inside, but they seem to be able to have some of these long-distance three-pointers fall in, and perhaps if they can take their time and make their shots look a little bit better, they'll have a better chance of having some of those fall in. But we're already, what is there, 8 minutes in a quarter, I guess? We're already more than a minute into this one, and the score hasn't changed. Neither one of these teams has scored any points in this half.
No, but we've seen some bad shots. Knox County set, left wing for Raymer. Raymer backed up to Osmus. Osmus over to Mallett. Mallett has trouble now. Finds Raymer down the heart of the lane. She's fouled on the shot. She'll shoot a pair of free throws. Foul's going to be on Novinger. They're going to tag Goodrich.
One thing I noticed, they brought Mallett out from the post, and she's been playing a lot on the outside out there. Have you noticed that, Tyler?
I've seen that. don't know what the advantage is because I don't think she's a real good outside shooter. Maybe just to create a little space for everybody else. Raymer hits both free throws, 25-22. Bronner, right wing to Gugrich. Gugrich finds a wide open Moore. Katie Moore hands back off to Gugrich between the circles. Bronner now, right wing. Oh, my goodness.
I think she looked about Wayman was over there instead of
That was very high and very out of bounds. Ball back to Knox County. Left wing to Tungate. Tungate finds Osmus top key there, right wing for Mallett. Mallett behind the arc again, as you said. And Woods with a normal looking shot gets it to go.
Yeah, I think that's what they're doing. They figured out they're just not going to be able to deal with getting it into Mallett and shooting from there, so they're thinking they'll pull everybody out and maybe that'll open something up, somebody drive into the lane. It will certainly work that time.
Gugrich has now the right wing, throws over to Key Moore. Moore back to Bronner, now to Gugrich. Gugrich on the left wing working. Tosses it out of bounds. Was it tipped out there by Knox County? I think it was. Tungate touched it last.
I don't know. That's one of those deals where it's around the corner and I can't see.
Ball inbounded into Wayman, off the glass. I think every one of her shots has been off the glass.
Well, when you're down there, that's a good place to use it. Tungate sends it to Raymer. Raymer at the left, to right wing. Sends it to Osmus up the top of the key. She looks for an opportunity to send it in. Instead, sends it over to Tungate at the left wing. Tungate's going to dribble it out up top. Guarded by Sandretto to Mallett over the right wing. Guarded by Wayman. Back to Tungate up top. Tungate puts it on the floor, changes direction, sends it over to Raymer, the left wing. Guarded by Bronner, over to Mallett, right wing. A lot of activity to Osmus. She's going to drive along the right side of the lane, put it up, and no good, but she's fouled. I think it's on Bronner. No, it's going to be on 13, which is
Katie Moore.
So we'll see what Osmus can do from the line.
Ooh, nice shot.
Right in. 28-24. Knox County now with a four-point advantage. Second one is good. Now they lead by a nickel. Gugrich. Got a little press going on here by Knox County. Over to Bronner. Back to Gugrich. She's going to run into Raymer.
Yeah.
They're going to call a charge on her.
It was. She can't believe it, but it was a charge. She lowered the shoulder, and when you lower the shoulder, they're going to get you with a charge.
Raymer sends it in to Osmus. Everybody falls back for Novinger. Tries to get over to Mallett. I don't think Mallett was ready for it.
Well, she's telling her right now. She tried to duck out of the way of it instead of trying to catch it.
Anyway, they get it to Gugrich, then to Bronner, back to Gugrich. Gugrich's going to drive it in, dumps it over to Wayman, who's wide open on the left side of the lane, and she makes him pay for it, 29-26.
I bet she's had five or six of those baskets where she's just open under the basket, used the backboard, put it up and in.
Raymer has it over on the left side, puts it on the floor to Osmus. Osmus shot from the free throw line off the glass is no good, but Mallett comes up with a rebound, no good. Wayman, no, I take that back, it's Gugrich. But she has the ball stripped from her, and Raymer comes up with it. Sends it to Amanda Wood, who shot up off the glass is no good. And Wayman comes up with a rebound. She hands it off to Gugrich, and we're going the other way. 3:50 left in the third. Gugrich, guarded by Raymer, comes across. Hands it off to Moore. Moore dribbles it in the lane, and she's going to walk. No.
Fouled by Raymer.
Yeah.
All right, Kelly Moore enters the game. She's set to inbound for Novinger. Throws straight into Wayman. Wayman fouled on the shot. That'll be Amanda Woods. Knox County is second team foul. Third, Novinger has three team fouls. That's the third on Woods. First shot by Wayman is good. 27-29, Knox County leads by two. Second shot by Wayman. Off the back iron. No good. Rebounded by... There's a mini scrum, and it's picked up by Bronner. Bronner just kind of throws it up and picked up by Goodrich. Goodrich in and out. Rebounded there by Goodrich as Wayman tipped it out. Goodrich second shot. No good. Wayman tips out another one. Picked up by Moore. Out to Bronner now for three. Yes! Bronner nails a three to put Novinger back on top. 30-29. Right wing now for Raymer. Raymer flips it to Tungate. Tungate goes around to Raymer's screen now, right wing for Mallett. Mallett back out to Raymer. Raymer right wing now between the circles. Fires a three. Off the front iron. No good. Rebounded there by Tungate. Tungate on the right wing. Goes around a screen by Raymer. Goes into the lane. Flips one up. Oh, terrible shot. Absolutely horrible. Rebounded there by Wayman.
Gregorich has it now. She runs into Osmus, and they're going to call Osmus with the foul this time. I guess what goes around comes around. She drew the charge the last time, and she gets the foul this time.
And Knox County says, we want to talk things over. They call a timeout. That'll be the third team foul on Knox County, evening the fouls at three apiece. 29-30 is your score. Novinger up by one with 2 minutes and 43 seconds left in the third quarter. John, what do you see these last few minutes?
Kind of more of the same, I would suspect. A lot of bad shots. Some of them will fall. Some of them won't. And unless one of these teams gets in the habit of making a few more points, we're probably going to have a close one right to the very end.
And whoever scores the most points will win.
That's the way it usually works.
I can't think of a time when that doesn't work.
Moore gets it into Gregorich. Gregorich guarded by 24, I believe. That's Palmer. They send it over to Sidney White. Back out to Gregorich. Bronner with the rebound and the putback. Nice looking, strong move. She's a good looking player to watch most of the time. Osmus brings it across the timeline. Sends it over to Palmer, whose shot off the glass is no good. And Gregorich comes up with the rebound. Gregorich sends it to Bronner, the right corner, and she's going to take it in. Drives the baseline, shot's no good. And Stout back in the game, hands it off to Osmus. To Tungate. Mallett with the rebound, the put back. How many points does Mallett have tonight? About a billion?
I think a billion is an overstatement.
Probably. Gregorich has it. We're going the other way. She sends it to Sidney White. White got up off the glass. Man, how could she even hit the glass
she
from over there?
She kissed it just barely off the glass and got it to go.
34-31, Novinger. They set it to Mount. No, it's Stout. I'm sorry. Stout to the right corner. Out to 24. Let's see. That would be Palmer. Her shot was terrible. Ends up on the floor.
Boy, we've seen how many bad shots taken tonight.
It's going to end up with Novinger. They get it in to Gregorich. And
two girls hit the floor. Gregorich is down. She's got a chronic bad knee. She gets up. Maybe it's her head that's hurt. I don't know.
I think what they're going to call it is it went out of bounds. I don't think they called a foul on anybody, did they?
I think maybe you're right. No, there's no foul showing. So everybody's clean.
Palmer into Osmus. Osmus guarded by White. Sends it over to Amanda Woods, the right wing. She sends it to Palmer in the right corner. Palmer out to Tungate, the right wing. Tungate tries to get it in to Palmer, but Novinger gets a hand on it, and we're going the other way. Gregorich has it. Gets it in to Bronner. He drives it down the lane. Nice looking floater goes in. 36-31, Novinger. Tungate has it for Knox County. Guarded by Moore. Tungate dribbles it around into the lane. Her shot way, way high off the glass, and it doesn't go. Broder ends up with it. Goes streaking along the right side, and she gets fouled by Palmer. Raymer checking back in the game. Palmer coming out. Moore is going to inbound it for Novinger. Sends it to Bronner across the timeline. Bronner puts it on the floor, dribbles out to center court, sends it over to Moore. To Bronner at the free throw line over the right corner to Sidney White. Short shot comes up short. Bronner with it. Shot's bad. Raymer comes up with a rebound, and we're going the other way. She's going to take it coast to coast one way or the other. It doesn't go. Ends up on the floor. Stout has her hand on it, I think, with...
That was a nice play by Stout to keep her hands on it, even though she was being thrown around.
It's going to stay with Knox County. Raymer sends it out to Tungate, left wing. She dribbles out up top. Sends it to Raymer over the right wing. Raymer puts it on the floor. The lane's open to her. She sends it in, but hands it off to Amanda Woods, who shot. That was the flattest shot that Amanda Woods has taken all night, but doesn't go in. 8 seconds left in the third. 36-31 Novinger. Gregorich has a spin move. 3 seconds. Finally, she gets a shot off. It's well short.
Oh, my. What a bad shot.
And she's not very happy with herself. She knows she missed the opportunity. But we're ready to go in the fourth quarter. Still a close matchup. But Novinger has a slight advantage now, 36-31.
All right. We're just about ready now to start the fourth quarter. It appears to be Novinger ball, first thing. Moore set the inbound for Novinger. She tosses in to Bronner. Bronner, whoa, pops it up off her dribble. She picks it up, though, and passes it to Goodrich. Goodrich guarded all over by Raymer. Raymer forces Goodrich to pass it out to Moore. Moore picks it up now, throws over to White now inside to Wayman, who loses it out of bounds, and the hits our technical director right in the stomach. That's a little too close to comfort. Mr. Scudder was in the wrong place at the wrong time. Here we go, up the other side. Tungate over to Raymer. Raymer back out to Mallett. Mallett on the left wing over to Raymer now. Raymer inside at the free throw line. Flips it back out to Tungate, who almost loses it for an over and back. She recovers, though. Ball fake got Bronner in the air, but she throws it out instead to Raymer instead of driving. Raymer with a bad three, rebounded by Woods with a worse shot on the second attempt. And finally collected by Wayman, who tosses to Goodrich. Goodrich drives down to the right baseline, throws up a shot that goes behind the backboard.
That never works very well.
No, and so it'll be Knox County ball. I don't know how many terrible shots we've seen in this game. Okay, here we go. Knox County ball. They throw in to Tungate. Tungate had the lane wide open. Instead passes off to Woods, whose 69-foot shot doesn't go. And it's picked up by Kelly Moore, and the timeout called by Novinger is 6:41 left in the fourth quarter. It's 36-31 in favor of the Wildcats.
And you know, that's probably the biggest difference in this game so far.
I would say it is.
Is those shots by Knox County, those bad shots, they just don't have the height underneath to get those rebounds.
I thought you meant the 5-point spread was a bigger difference.
That too.
But I'd say the terrible shots by Knox County helps.
Well, when you got somebody like Wayman under the basket, you know, even if you have some bad shots, you can put it in play and you can get her to put it in on the putback. But when you don't have that height, that really causes some problems for you.
Well, as you said, they kind of work it into Mallett. Mallett is their version of Wayman, except she's not as tall. A little more stout, though. Excuse the pun.
Hardy, har, har.
Stout's not in there now. She's sitting on the bench. Okay, here we go. Sent Goodo inbounds to Bronner, who loses it. Picked up by your girl, Mallett. Mallett tosses to Raymer, and we're off to the races for Knox County. Left wing for Tungate. Tungate, top the key, goes right side. Hits Woods right in the hands, and it's picked up by Sanzetta. Tosses to Wayman for what reason, I don't know. I wouldn't want Wayman handling the ball, and she does the wise thing, giving it up to Bronner. Bronner, right wing, tosses. Finds Katie Moore inside to Bronner, poked away, and there's a scrum picked up back by Bronner. And now she gets it into the hands of Woods. And they call Woods with the foul, and I think that is a bad call because Woods was just standing there. Bronner turned around and handed the ball right to her, and that'll be the fourth foul on Woods. I don't like that call. What do you think, John?
Well, I think you're probably right. Here goes Bronner with the shot. It ends up, Wayman had a chance on it, but she ends up on the floor. It's right around the corner from us. I'm not quite sure what happened, but it did go out of bounds, but I'm not sure who it was off of.
I believe Tengate pushed it out.
Bronner has it. Sends it over to Sydney White on the right side. Her shot is well short. Raymer ends up right in Raymer's hand. She says, well, I think I'll go the other way. She dribbles it up to the top of the key over to Mallett on the right wing. Mallett to Tungate. Little head fake there. Takes it along the right side. Runs into Wayman. Sends it over to Amanda Wood on the other side. And her shot is no good. And Bronner ends up with it. Here goes Bronner, guarded by Raymer. Sends it over to Sandretto. A little fake there along the baseline. Up and good. Tengate ends it, inbounds it to Osmus, and Osmus is going to take it the other way. Sends it over to Raymer on the right wing. Back to Amanda Woods in the right corner to Tengate. Gets it into Amanda Woods. Turnaround shot up off the glass. That's one of the better shots that she's had.
That's right.
Invariably, those real high shots just don't go in. Bronner ends up on the floor, and they're going to call a jump ball.
Bronner, Raymer, and Osmus were all tied up for it, and Stout enters the game.
Madam Excitement.
Knox County ball, they throw into Raymer. Raymer to Tungate with under 5 to play now. Tungate finds Mallett just inside the arc on the right side. Mallett, triple threat position, tosses now to Tungate. Tungate across to Osmus. Osmus out to Raymer now, the right wing. Takes it to the top of the key. Thought about the 3-9. Goes left wing for Tungate. Tungate shot's blocked. Caught by Stout. Stout dribbling on the baseline. Throws now into Osmus. And they're going to get a foul. Foul is on White. That'll be her second. Team fourth. Knox County has 5 team fouls. And they trail by 5 with 4:35 left to go in the fourth quarter. Raymer to inbound. Finds Mallett. Mallett behind the arc. Nobody even close to her. She throws to Tungate. Tungate looking to pass. Now drives down the right side of the baseline. Back to Mallett. Now out to the top of the key for Raymer. Raymer over to Tungate. Tungate looking to find Stout. Stout to Raymer. Now to Mallett on the left wing. Cross court, barely recovered by Tungate before it goes out of bounds. And she has it now on the right wing. Sets up for 3. No, she's going to pass off to Raymer. Raymer, oh my goodness, she got double teamed and just decided to throw it away before anything bad happened. And by doing that, she made something bad happen. She threw it straight out of bounds.
That was like one of those ejection seats off of a James Bond movie.
That's what it kind of looked like. Ball thrown to Bronner. Bronner across the timeline. She finds Stargetto, Sandretto, my bad. And Sandretto loses it out of bounds off of Knox County.
Made that same sidestep move to try to drive along the baseline, but the outcome was a little different this time.
Katie Moore can't find anybody. Finally throws into Wayman. Wayman out to Gugrich. Gugrich into the lane. Throws up a bad shot. And it's knocked out of bounds by Stout. It'll stay with Novinger with 3:36 left in the fourth quarter. Ball sent into Bronner. Bronner out to Sandretto. Sandretto over to Moore. Moore inside to Wayman, who's quintuple teamed. All 5 were on her. And they called the jump ball that goes the way of Novinger. And so with 3:29, though, inbound once again. Goodrich stepped on the line, and it'll go to Knox County. Knox County still trails by 5 with 3:28 left to play now in the fourth quarter. Tungate takes it across, finds Raymer at the top of the key. Raymer to Woods on the left wing. Woods starts to drive, flips it back out and out to Raymer. Raymer thought about the 3, decided not to shoot it. And as she holds the ball, they call a timeout. And will decide what kind of play to run to get this game a little closer. 3:10 left in the fourth quarter. Navinger 38, Knox County 33.
I think Woods was out there, or not Woods, but Raymer was out there thinking, if I miss this ball, if I miss this three-pointer, I know where that ball is going to end up. So she thought the better of it. But they're kind of getting to the point where they're going to have to take some of those chances along the way.
Well, you're down by five, and you have over 3 minutes to play. You can still play fairly conservative and get back in the game. However, you have to play very stingy defense. You can't let Navinger score very many points in this last 3 minutes. Here we go. It's going to be Palmer to inbounds. Palmer tosses to Osmus. Osmus back to Palmer on the right wing. Palmer inside now to Raymer. Yes! Raymer with a little hook shot. Got it to go. 38-35. Under 3 minutes to go now. Ball stolen. Stolen by Palmer. Palmer is fouled. Brunner with the foul.
Now, is it going to be a shooting foul or is it a spot foul?
No, it was on the floor. That's a second on Brunner. It will still be Knox County ball, though. They inbound to Osmus. Osmus to Raymer. Raymer for three, and this is a tie. Oh, my goodness. Air ball saved by Stout. No, they're going to say she stepped on the line.
Real good effort by her, though. She went out and got it. She just was on the line before she got her hands on the ball.
All right. Goodrich to Brunner, who takes it across the timeline. Almost poked away, and it hits Sandretto in the foot and goes out of bounds. That's going to go Knox County way.
And Coach put a couple of defenders back in, looks to me like.
Probably a good move. Osmus with the ball on the left side. 2:30 left in the fourth quarter. She finds Stout coming across the lane. Yeah! Stout hit it! Off the glass. Good. 37-38. 1 point game. 2:20 left in the fourth. Brunner drives down the heart of the floor. Sends it off to White. Back to Brunner. And she's fouled.
I think it's going to be on Stout.
Yes. Good call. How many is that on Stout?
Just one.
That'll be the 16th foul on Knox County from now on. Navinger's in the 1-1. They throw it in. What are they going to call? Push. That'll put Goodrich in the line for the 1-1 situation I was just talking about.
Of course, she was going to the basket, though, so there may be a shooting foul no matter what.
Raymer. I think it's 1-1, the official said. Yes, 1-1. Raymer's second foul. As I said before, it's the team's seventh. Here we go. Goodrich. Up. And earns herself the second one. Puts them ahead by two. 39-37. 2:12 left. Fourth quarter action. Goodrich. Throw it out. Tipped out by Wayman and saved by White before it goes out of bounds. She gets it back to Goodrich. Goodrich loses out of bounds. No, they're going to say she traveled before she did that. And it's going to Knox County. Knox County down by two. 2:05 left in the fourth. Ball entered into Osmus. Osmus. Oh, almost a bad pass to Raymer. Raymer gathers the ball and steadies herself on the left wing. She finds Palmer. Palmer inside to Woods. Woods. Oh, she hit it!
How did she hit that
shot? She was falling down and put it in. It's all square. 39. 1:45 left in the fourth. Brunner up the right side. Throws over to somebody I forgot the name of. That was Kelly Moore. Inside the Brunner. Brunner put it up and in. That puts Navinger head by two. 1:30 left. 41-39. Ball entered. Back to Osmus. Osmus top the key. She throws in to Stout. Stout almost falls down. Goes in blocked by Wayman. And Stout keeps it in. Oh, and she's on the line. That was a heads-up play by Stout.
She was at a 45-degree angle falling out of bounds when she was hitting it with both hands to keep it in.
The only thing was her feet were on the line, so it was out of bounds by Knox County. And now there's some aggressive play here by Knox County trying to get the ball back. Oh, and they're going to get a foul. on Palmer. It looked like it was going to be a jump ball. They called a foul. They're all sending Goodrich to the line for a 1-1 situation, and they're already up by a 2. Mallett for Stout. Tungate for Palmer. 1:07 left in the fourth. Here we go. Goodrich. 1-2 dribble. Spin the ball. Toss it in the air. Drains it. 42-39. Knox County down by 3. Second shot by Goodrich. Yeah. Splashes it home. Up by 4. Tungate into Osmus. Osmus to Raymer. Raymer looking for somebody to pass it to. Can't find a person. And they throw it over to Osmus now. Osmus into the heart of the lane. Shot blocked. Picked up by Wayman. Wayman puts it on the floor. Wayman almost turns it over. Finally gets it over to Brunner. They're going to call a timeout. Navinger wants to think about things. Oh, my. Navinger kind of come up with some big shots here to put them up by 4 with 46 seconds.
So you sure got to hand it to Knox County because they are about as tenacious. They're like a bunch of bumblebees around you. They just won't leave you alone. And they've kept themselves in it just because of that.
And partly they've fallen behind because of that by fouling and putting them at the 1-1 situation.
They're in kind of a tough spot now. It's a two-possession game, and they only got 46 seconds to do something. It's possible, but they got their work cut out for them now, particularly with Navinger with the ball.
Yes, that's a bad deal. All right, full court press now off. Put out by Knox County, and they immediately fouled Bronner. It was Raymer. Raymer fouled Bronner. How many fouls on Raymer? Is that her third? 1-1 situation for Bronner. Next time it'll be 2 shots. Bronner up. Yeah, she splashes it up. That puts him up by 5, and that might have put the game out of reach.
Well, if that didn't, if she hits this one, it pretty well will.
Up and in. All right. Raymer to inbound. Throws into Tungate. Tungate across the timeline. 40 seconds left. Tungate passes to Woods. Woods down the baseline. Tries to throw it back out to Raymer, and it's knocked out of bounds by Navinger. 34 seconds left. Knox County pretty well needs to go for threes now. Raymer throws into Woods. It's blocked by Bronner. Bronner comes away with it, and she's fouled. And that will almost ice the game for Navinger. Bronner is set to shoot a pair of free throws now, as that was the 10th foul on Knox County. 1, 2, 3 dribbles for Bronner up. No good. Maybe this doesn't ice the game. 1, 2, 3 dribbles up. That one's good. 46-39. All right, they throw into Osmus. Osmus under 30 seconds now. She finds Raymer. Raymer's going to launch a 3. Oh, off the back iron, no good. Rebounded by Goodrich. Goodrich will be fouled by Raymer. She pushed her down. And that will result in 2 free throws for Goodrich. Now under 20 seconds. And this will pretty well end it. End all hope for Knox County. That was the 5th on Raymer. She's done. She played a nice game. And the fans let her know it. They send in Palmer. Goodrich prepared to shoot some free throws. She spins the ball. She tosses the ball. The ball misses. It's no good. Second shot's no good either. It's going to be a jump ball on the rebound, and it's going to Knox County with 16 and a half seconds remaining in the game.
And Goodrich's knee's bothering her. Not a good sign for Novager.
Oh. She passes in to Osmus. Osmus over to Tungay for a three. No good. Rebound to Bronner. Bronner almost loses it, and they foul her. Oh, and that's a stupid foul.
And she just goes out of bounds and sits down.
She's probably tired. All right. 5.5 seconds remaining. That was the fifth foul on Woods. Stout comes in. Bonner to shoot two free throws. First one up. Oh, no good. Second one on its way. Good. 47-39. They inbound to Tungate. Tungate down the court. Launches a three. Yeah! She hit it! And Maddow in the game. Final score, 47-42. Navinger goes home victors. We'll see how the boys fare in the next game as they take on the Hannibal Junior Varsity team. In case you missed it in the first game, Brashear pulled off the upset, beating Douglas 65-47. We'll be back in 10 minutes with the Navinger Hannibal Junior Varsity boys basketball game.